This is Mike the Birdman Dodd here, and I'm here to tell you about a great online store that I use for all my clothing needs. That's BigAndTallMart.com. Fantastic selection of big and tall sizes for all occasions and all budgets. BigAndTallMart.com is a store that I trust to put me in the most comfortable and stylish clothes for all my outings. From casual and workwear to all kinds of formal wear for all occasions, this store has it all. Big and Tall Mart also carries a large selection of printed novelty tees, and trust me when I say they have a very large selection. Use promo code GEEK10 on checkout to get 10% off orders of $50 or more. Visit BigAndTallMart.com for a great shopping experience for all your big and tall clothing needs.
Hey guys, this is Jamie Johnson with The Prototype, and today I am joined with Mike the Birdman Dodd, and he has a special announcement for you.
Of course, as you guys know, we have a variety of sponsors on This Week in Geek. I'd like to welcome our newest sponsor, OffWorldDesigns.com. These guys produce a lot of really cool and geeky t-shirts, from Call of Cthulhu to bronies and pretty much everything in between. You should go check them out. That's OffWorldDesigns.com. You can also actually get a promo code from them. If you type in the code BROHOOF, you will get 10% off your order. So once again, OffWorldDesigns.com. And very quickly, we also have to thank GameAccess.ca, Noble Knight Games, which is NobleKnight.com, Starfleet, SFI.org, and BigAndTallMart.com, where you use the code GEEK10 and get 10% off your order of $50 or more. Now that I've done my sponsor spiel, well, I guess we should talk about what we're going to be talking about today. But we always start off the show, at least me and Tom did, with what have we been playing recently? What about you?
I played Heavy Rain recently, and it blew my fucking world apart. If you have a PS3 and you have not played this game, go and pick it up. It's probably only like 15, 20 bucks now.
My question is, why did it take you so long to play Heavy Rain?
I always heard about it. It was kind of like, oh yeah, you're playing like an action movie slash thriller, and it's just hitting, you know, the buttons. And I always just kind of thought, well, that sounds cool and all, but it sounds like I'm playing a section of God of War, and I don't really care. I regret that. I really regret not picking this up as soon as it came out, because it's entirely worth it, especially at its current price tag. I think there's a director's cut, too, now. The game just has so many possibilities. It's basically, well, it is and it isn't on the whole you are playing a movie and you're just hitting, you know, the random buttons, but it played on hard because it's going to be super suspenseful and it's going to be the best movie and game experience. Well, not the best, but it is extremely high up there. It's in my top 10.
Yeah.
It's in my top 10 for sure. What have you been playing?
I've actually been playing a lot of Saints Row the Third.
Again?
Yeah, I bought this game a couple years ago and just never got into it.
Dildos.
Oh, pretty much. Oh. That and flying around in my jet bike.
There's a jet bike?
There is.
I don't play Saints Row.
I've bought almost all the DLC. I just don't have the story DLC, but I got all the extra crap. Oh my god, it's so fun. I've also been playing, I went back to starting Skyrim again. I'm going to go through it now that I have Dragonborn, I've got Hearthfire, I got Dawnguard, so I'm looking forward to just losing myself to that game again. And if you guys have been following Rad the last couple of weeks, I've been doing a lot more games recently, and the last two I reviewed were Aliens Colonial Marines, aka Betrayal the Game, and Metal Gear Rising Revengeance, which I went through a grand total of 5 times. And
yeah,
I've unlocked everything that...
I've seen, Facebook updates from you. You really are enjoying that game.
Oh, it was... You know what? I did not expect it to be that much fun. Like, I'm not a big hack and slash guy, but I'm going to replay Bayonetta. I'm going to get Vanquish.
I want to see what else Platinum has done, because it was so much fucking fun, and I haven't had that good a game experience. Actually, I've never had a game give me blisters before, because I was gripping. Oh my god, I was gripping.
You're not a gamer then.
Not like that. Like, because the sweat on my hands, because there were some of those boss fights. There was the last boss fight in that game before I figured it out. I was going to call you at 6 o'clock in the morning. And, like, I was going to say, you get the fuck over here, because I can't beat this. Because it was just so hard. But then once you figure it out, you're like, oh man. And now I've gotten to a point where I can play that game on normal. I can't do hard. I'm just not that good a person to parry.
Come on.
But when you unlock all the really cool things, like I downloaded the Fox Blade, which is the pre-order from EB Games, which is so retarded, overpowered.
Oh, it actually helps you in the game.
Holy fucking shit.
I thought it was just cosmetic.
You flick someone, they're dead. But when you get that and the wig that gives you infinite blade mode, you feel bad for the game, because it's not even fair. I can run. I'm pretty sure I can do a speed run of that game in under 2 hours. And it's retarded.
I can't wait to play it then.
Oh, you're going to fucking love it.
Actually, there was another one that I played last weekend. I'm trying to get my girlfriend into Eastern RPGs. She's very into the Western, such as like Skyrim and everything. And she likes Mass Effect. Everybody should know that. She's a little crazy over it. So I thought I would try to get her into Final Fantasy. And as you know, a lot of the old ones don't really
age well.
Well, they age well for people like me, but people that love graphics like her, they would not be able to play a 2D Final Fantasy. So I decided to start her with Final Fantasy X, but she doesn't really want to play it, but she wanted to watch at first. So I played it until the first battle with Sin, where like everybody's fighting Sin except for you. You're kind of watching.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot how much I love that game. It's really good, and she seems to really be getting into it, so this weekend I'm going to basically hand her the PS2 and say, you have to play it from here if you want to know the rest of the story.
See, so, I love Final Fantasy games. I just don't like the fact that I have to grind. Although, sometimes when I get really bored, I'm not above using cheats or hacks just to give myself the... I just want to walk. I want to walk and see the story.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, if I'm doing a rat on it, yeah, I may, like, all right, let's see what I can do. But if it's going to be, like, a 60-hour RPG, I just don't have time for that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not against using cheats on Final Fantasies or really large RPGs. I usually will only ever do it myself, though, if it's on a second playthrough. But anyway, we should probably get into the actual segment of this episode. Everybody that is into media, gaming media that is, should know that the PS4 was officially announced as the PS4, not the, what, the Orbis or whatever?
Yeah, or some other fucking thing, which is weird how long ago we actually knew about this. I mean, we knew about the code name like a year ago, if not longer.
Well, it was just a development name. Obviously, I think they were smart enough not to choose anything other than PS4. But they probably did that and released that little bit of info just to make people go, oh my god, they're going to call it the PlayStation Orbis or Orvis, or I don't remember.
Well, Orbis, it's weird. If you take its name and the Vita, it literally translates the Circle of Life or something. Oh. It's actually really neat. I think I remember reading that on Joystick or Kotaku. But yeah, PlayStation 4 announced it this week, or as I call it, underwhelming the press conference.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing really happened. Like, hey, PlayStation 4, you should buy it.
And there's reasons behind that, which we're going to get into, because, well, as it being, one thing that I do like about it is PlayStation has kind of guns blazing on this. They're going, like, well, okay, I guess the Wii U was announced first, technically, of the quote-unquote next-gen consoles. But out of PlayStation and Microsoft, Sony has come in and they've, you know, they've set the bar. So Xbox, anything that they have that Sony has included in the PlayStation 4 is going to be seen as copying. And anything they don't have is going to be seen as, why the hell don't you have it?
Yeah.
So no matter what, Microsoft can't win now.
Pretty much. And
on just the viewpoint of it.
And like a lot of the analysts are saying, we can expect Microsoft's response in April. Yeah, no shit. E3's in June. No fucking shit you're going to see a response to that. I mean,
if for some reason they're like, shit, we can't release it this year, it might kind of drown them in the fact that, fuck, now PlayStation has... Like, if Sony brings out the PS4 before an Xbox 720 or whatever it's going to be called...
Durango. It sounds like a fucking barbecue sauce.
It sounds like
Canyonero for The Simpsons?
I think there actually is a Dodge Durango.
Is it like a Durango with like a dog or something? I don't remember.
So anyway, I have a bunch of quotes and stuff from different reviews and stuff that I've seen on the show. I didn't actually go to the show, obviously. I'm not
that I got person. an invite, but I'm not going to New York. Yeah. I don't care.
I don't feel like being stabbed. So basically, most of these quotes that I'm going to go through first here were from Sony President and Group CEO Andrew House. The first quote that I saw, I couldn't believe that they would actually do this. Sony's most powerful platform ever. No fucking shit.
Really?
If it wasn't the most powerful, it
why
wouldn't
are you
be
releasing
the next
it?
Gen. Like, come on. I don't even know why they would do that. Like, I guess some
because they're
need
thinking
to be reminded
in sound bites, and they want the average Joe to be like, "Ooh,
yeah." I mean, classic kind of Sony attempt at sounding good, but they need to just be like, "Here's what we did. This is epic.
Please
so
buy it.
don't glamour it with words." House also noted, the ease of access, regardless of location or device, has been a priority in the system's development. I really see this as, Sony might be spending a little bit too much money to pretty much make Facebook, like, make a PS4 version of just Facebook. It's all going to be about media. Slightly worried about that. What do you think?
You know, I don't know where to kind of fall on this one.
All right, well, we'll continue that.
Yeah.
I did like this one thing that I saw there. They're planning on making you use your real name. There will not be handles and everything.
I don't like that at all.
I like it in one sense, and I'm fairly sure why they're doing it is...
So you can't be an asshole?
Yeah, you can't be a troll. If you're going to be a complete and utter fucking asshole, people are going to know who you are. But at the same time...
So when they come to your door and murder you, Sony will have lawsuits.
They're thinking about Facebook here, right? People are less of a troll on Facebook because their name is there.
Yeah.
I like to kind of quote you on this. People know who you are on Facebook. You're still an asshole for the purpose of being an asshole every now and then. Just because it's fun. So people, it's not going to deter them.
I think it might deter some of them.
It'll deter people like me where it's like, oh, fuck, I don't want to like be a complete and utter asshole.
Yeah, you're like, I don't want this guy breathing down my neck.
I don't want this guy to come kill me. He knows where I live now. Then again, my name is, Jamie Johnston. It's very common, so they'll have a hard time finding me. Another quote was, our vision for the future is consumer-centric and developer-inspired. Then a quote right after that, new business models that enable more flexibility, including episodic and free to play. It sounds to me like code for, we're fixing PSN on the PS4.
Yeah. And we've learned stuff from The Walking Dead and Jurassic Park and Back to the Future. So we know you fuckers will pay for episodic content.
Yeah.
Thank you, Telltale Games.
Well, I mean, even, like, Halo 4, they kind of have the episodic content, except they're not making us pay for it, which is fucking awesome.
And, like, BioWare with Mass Effect with, like, a year's worth of DLC for free.
That could be the free-to-play part of that quote, too. Kind of like you're going to pay for it at first, and then you get, like, a year worth of awesome. I don't know. Really, with PS4, there's so many ways they can take the PlayStation Network. We just hope it's not another PS3's PSN.
I want it to be more user-friendly like the Xbox.
Yeah, I mean, when you go into the PlayStation Store, have you ever noticed the amount of time it takes for it to fucking load?
You know what fucking sucks? And I found this out this week. You cannot search. You can search the PSN by going to a letter, but you can't type what you want to look for.
Really?
Yeah, try it. I was looking
for
stuff...
I've never actually thought about trying to type in the whole word because it always like it prompts. It's like you put in N and it's just like here, yeah, Need for Speed, whatever. And
yeah,
like, okay.
here's everything with the word N in it.
It's like an attempt to be convenient, but then
it's a pain in the ass because you have to search through everything, which is good, I guess. But you know, fucking 26 characters in the alphabet. Of course, I'm going to run into one of them.
Yeah,
like fuck.
The next quotes here. I think all of them here from lead PS4 system architect Mark Cerny, I think is how you pronounce his last name. We wanted to make sure nothing would come between the player, the platform, and play. So basically, I think they're going to be incorporating a lot of being able to play not at home. The next quote here was, our main goal was to architect the system so as to support a breadth of experiences. I'm seeing apps. I hear apps there. That's all I'm really hearing.
I'm okay with that, depending on what the apps do. I mean, Xbox Smart Glass, as far as I'm concerned, whoopie fucking do. It didn't do anything. But if Sony can bring something really unique to it, other than just, hey, you can look at your trophies. I don't know. I think that might be neat, because I know you can stream certain PS3 games to your Vita, and you could do it to the PSP as well. Well, so, I don't know. Maybe it could be cool.
I don't entirely understand why, like, every company's on this idea to connect their console and network via phones and apps and everything so badly. Like, everybody's really into that right now. But, I mean, maybe it's because I'm a hardcore gamer. Maybe casual gamers, they really enjoy that. I don't know.
I can't think of any real reason that I would need it.
Well, yeah, because, like, my thought is, like, if I'm connecting to your app... I'm not rushing home to get back to my console, beat that new game, enjoy myself, and go buy another one. All the app accomplished was basically boring the hell out of me and making me not want to really have any association with that console. So, I don't know. It could be something cool. It really depends on the next gen of apps, too.
Yeah, I mean, like, one app I did use is Bungie had one where it would keep track of your Halo shit. But you could unlock stuff in Halo Reach and Halo 3. You could unlock pieces of armor. You could unlock fire effects for yourself. You could do shit because you download the app and you sign up in the Bungie forums.
Yeah, I mean... See, that kind of stuff's kind of cool because it's keeping you in the game, which I think is what they're going for. It's just some of them.
It's sort of that meta reality thing. See, I could see this working with a game like, say, Borderlands 2
or something like that. We were actually talking when we were off air there about Bungie's new thing, Destiny. I didn't actually remember to bring this up to you, but they're planning on having the game is always going to be online. So even when you turn it off, it's still going to be thinking about your character, and it's actually going to be able to text message you updates of what's happening.
Which, that can either be really awesome or really fucking annoying.
Yeah, it's either going to be like...
It's 3 a.m., something's happening.
3 a.m., and it's just like, hey, baby, why don't you come back and play with me? And it'd be like,
No.
I think my Xbox or PS4, you know, they're going too far. What do I got next here? I hate notes. Oh, right. The system utilizes a suspend mode. Basically, they want people to not have to boot up a console as often. But you have computers. You know this issue as well as I do. If you don't turn off your computer or even your phone for a very, very long amount of time, it's going to get a lot of temporary files. It's going to slow down and it's going to start to suck. So, them having a suspend mode, it's cool, but people are going to abuse it and not realize you do need to turn it off every now and then.
Oh, so I should turn off my computer, considering it's been on for like a month?
Yeah, okay. Maybe I'm the only one that knows. You should actually turn off your computer, you know, at least once a week, because it's going to kill off all the temporary files, and basically it'll make it run faster.
Oh, I was kind of wondering why my computer was kind of chugging.
Yeah, but see, the thing is that's with computers, right? They all use RAM. Consoles are basically computers, but they might have some sort of system built into it that it's not going to have as much temporary stuff, or maybe a dump or something.
It must, maybe. Because it's like a computer, but it's one that can never change.
Yeah, so like the suspend mode could be a really great thing.
But congratulations, you've now caught up to the 3DS.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit?
But, I mean, at the same time, it's a full-blown console, right? So it's kind of cool, but I think they were also saying that in the suspend mode, it's going to be able to download your games and stuff in the background.
Even so 3DS.
With, yeah.
Congrats, Sony.
One thing that I remember hearing was that it's going to have like the network and everything is going to be kind of evolving, and it's going to learn about how you kind of like what games you would like, and it's going to download stuff for you.
They
didn't
like
elaborate
this.
On that, whether or not you get to turn that on, turn
so
it
your
off,
system
or,
is literally stalking you.
Yeah, it's gonna be like, okay, so I just get home and it downloaded 80 gigabytes worth of my bandwidth. I just went over my bandwidth. Oh, there's awesome. $100 charge.
Awesome, thanks.
You never know.
I got you a present.
I didn't see any elaborations on that shit yet. I'm worried because I don't like when computers take over and start doing things because, you know, Skynet.
Yeah, but say I also fear Skynet.
Yeah, so users will be able to boot applications, including a web browser, when playing PS4 games, while the system will enable titles to be downloaded or updated in the background or in standby mode. Digital titles will be playable while they're downloading too, with only a fraction of data required to start a session.
Now, here's the bullshit thing about this. That's all well and good and awesome, and yeah, the future's here. Not if you're in fucking Canada. Because we have the slowest internet in fucking North America.
Well, it's between slow and the fact that we're charged outrageous prices.
And we're throttled.
Not getting unlimited. Yeah, we're throttled. We don't get unlimited data. Like, we get fucked up here.
Yeah, so this is a terrible thing for us.
Well, the one cool thing about, like, that statement that they had, it's become, like, consoles are becoming more like computers. They're finally kind of catching up. Which means, A, I can look at my Facebook when I'm in the middle of a game. I don't have to back out entirely. But at the same time,
you've got your phone for that.
Oh, yeah, I'm so used to using my phone or just turning around and going to my computer. But, I mean, I guess for the people that only have, like, a PlayStation 4 in their living room, they don't have anything else, and they're, for some reason, don't have a smartphone.
Yeah, for some reason, they're living in 1996.
Then, hey, it's really cool. But at the same time, I mean, it's in my opinion, consoles are just finally catching up to computers.
But it's such bullshit, though, just because I don't like this move towards digital only. Sony did this before. Do you remember the PSP Go? Do you remember how bad that fucking bombed?
Yeah.
And now, that being said, I love my PSP Go. Only because I like the fact that I can carry everything in one place.
Yeah.
However, in respect to that, I do not like the fact I do not have a physical disc.
Yeah, I mean,
that is bullshit.
Well, they seem to be steering towards, like, it sounds like they're still going to keep discs, which is awesome, but they are having, like, if you go on the PlayStation Network right now and you have PlayStation Plus, you can download certain games that are, like, 5 to 10 gigs for free if you have PS.
Yeah, like, I've downloaded, I think, Vanquish right now is downloading for me and some other games.
Yeah, I mean, I think they have, like, Infamous 2, like, as of right now or something for free, and I'm like, wow, I'd love to download this, but I don't have enough data on my old PS3, so
that's another thing, too. Will you be able to upgrade the hard drives in these things? See, that's something Microsoft dropped the fucking ball on.
What do you mean?
Give me an upgradable hard drive that I can do myself.
Oh, well, with Xbox 360, it wasn't too bad, but you couldn't really upgrade it. You couldn't just be like, I'm just going to swap all my files over to this other thing. It's basically, I'm going to go buy this $200 thing, $200 hard drive, throw it into my system, and I have to restart all my shit.
Yeah. Like,
I mean, you could transfer files, but it wasn't like,
well, that's another thing, too. Sony has, like, the worst copy protection of all fucking time. When I want to upgrade my hard drive, I tried to copy everything to an external, which it worked. But then it wouldn't let me copy it back.
They're trying to prevent pirates, but
fuck off! I'll pay $20.
Yeah, I mean, pirates ruin everything for everybody that's not a pirate.
Dicks.
Well, they're pirates. They don't give a fuck. They just want to steal your booty.
Well, Captain Ahab can go fuck himself. Just saying.
Another thing that I found really, it's probably going to be an awesome thing. Everybody knows that the PlayStation Network, well, a lot of people think it's really fucking good. I'm sorry, PlayStation Network compared to Xbox's network, it's very fucking slow, it's chuggy, it gets laggy. Maybe it's just because we're Canadian.
Even the Wii U's a little bit better than the PSN at times.
I don't have a Wii U, and I probably won't get one until they get, like, Zelda on it.
Or until they start giving them away in cereal boxes or whatever?
Yeah, well, yeah, I would definitely like one in a cereal box. So, anyway, this quote here, well, this isn't really a quote. This was, well, part of it's a quote. Anyway, Dave Perry, founder of cloud gaming platform Gaikai, which Sony acquired for $380 million last year, was next on the stage. And his quote was, "What we're creating is the fastest, most powerful gaming network in the world." So hopefully Sony paid the money and it's going to be worth it.
So maybe Sony Home won't be stupid?
I hope they don't bring that fucking back. That was the dumbest.
I like the idea behind it, but it was never executed well. I remember the amount of time you'd hear people saying, "So, want a cyber?" That was so much fucking fun, because I remember they had voice chat, and then they disabled it.
Yeah, I mean, oh.
It was fun for about two days.
I first downloaded it, and I'm like, cool, I can go into this kind of, like, virtual mall, and then I'm like, I don't go to the mall that often anyway, so why the fuck would I want to go to a virtual one?
And talk to strangers.
Yeah.
Not even your friends.
I mean, like, you're talking to them, and you're just like, "So, what did you buy?" And they're like, "What do you fucking care?" It's like, "I don't fucking know. I don't know what I'm supposed to do in this home thing."
Yeah, it's like, I said, the idea behind home, it's cool. It really is. The problem is, our society, okay, our gamer society, we are nowhere near ready for this. We're fucking Neanderthals. Like, we are a bunch of savages.
Well, most.
Like, yeah.
I mean, there's the gaming community that's like a casual gaming community. There's the hardcore but still outgoing community. And then there's
the 12-year-old screaming, like, faggot on Xbox. Yeah. Who seem to be in the majority.
Unfortunately.
Yep.
In all reality, I don't know who to blame on that. Like, the media blames the video games, but...
It's us.
In my opinion, parents should not let their kids play M-rated games. The rating's there for a reason. And they need to beat your kids. Like, just beat your kids. Beat your kids. If they're swearing...
This Week in Geek does not endorse the beating of children.
No, okay.
Unless they're dicks.
Well, I mean, like, come on. Some children nowadays, they're like...
They just need a good beating to the back of the head, right?
Well, no. I mean, I've seen them talk back to, like, grandparents. It's like, when I was a kid, if I talked back to my grandparent, I would feel like death was going to just come down and cut me in half. Just from them looking at you like... "Did you just talk to me back? Like, talk back to me, boy? Like,
yeah, like, what the fuck did you say to me?"
Yeah, like, and I think that's what it is. There's no fear in kids anymore.
No, there's no respect, no fear of reprisal. Well, what are you going to do to me?
Parents are scared of the kids. It's like, well, I'll just call the police, in my opinion. Okay, let's see you get to the phone first.
Yeah, and you know what's funny? When we were kids, when you heard the words, "Oh man, the cops are going to be called," that put the fear of God into us. We're like, "Oh shit, we're in trouble."
Yeah.
Now it's like, "The cops, what are you going to do?"
Yeah, I mean, kids don't respect the cops. They don't respect their elders. Anyway, let's get back on topic.
Give a topic for a different day.
So yeah, the next quote, I think by the same guy, Dave Perry, that is. "With Gaikai and the PlayStation Store, you'll be able to instantly experience games for free, and only pay for the full experience if you want to."
It's a library.
I think they mean a fucking demo. Don't sugarcoat the words.
That would be nice if it was legitimately a library.
From basically what I looked into there, they're planning on having all of the games... Like, say, the next Halo came out on Xbox, and you're just like, "Well, I've heard bad things..." And basically, you get to play, like, the first couple of levels or something.
Yeah.
And then it'll be like, if you want to play the whole game, buy it. So, basically, it's a demo, except they're sugarcoating it, saying, like, you get to experience it for free first.
Although, but, yeah, okay, because I was about to say, man, if it's legit like a library, you just put Gamefly out of business. Or Game Access.
Well, no, I don't...
But if it's like a demo, who cares?
It's basically, they're all demos, except... I think what they're trying to stress compared to normal demos is every game will have it. Rather than, you know, like, the big titles will be like, "Hey, I have this demo," and then you're like, "Oh, cool, it's a big game, I already knew it was going to be good."
Yeah.
It's going to be like, even, say, like, Heavy Rain. Heavy Rain did not have a demo, I don't think.
I think it did.
Did it?
Okay. I think so, but I'm not sure.
I was just nowhere near it. But anyway, it would be like, you could play it, And then you'd be like, oh, well, I like this one. I'm trying to think of a game that would not have a demo.
Metal Gear Solid 4.
It didn't have a demo?
I'm pretty sure it
did. Well, there you go. It would have a... Basically, every game would have a demo, no matter how big or small it was. I don't know how they plan to do that.
Am I the only one that thinks, who gives a shit? I never download demos. Ever. Then again,
I'm for the odd game that I'm really worried about. Like, I downloaded the DMC demo because I was like, I just want to see if the gameplay is going to still be awesome. It was. It confirmed it. I went and bought the game. So.
Although, I guess I sit in a unique position that I get all my games on retail disc for free anyway, so I never have to worry about it. Yeah. I mean, very rarely do I have to purchase a game. That's not me bragging. It's the fact that, for me, this is a service, like, who cares?
Yeah. But it's different for you compared to, like, people that are like, well, I, like...
People who have a limited gaming budget.
Yeah, I used to actually be like, okay, I get, say, $80 a month for gaming. I can choose to use it this month, every month, whatever, or I can save up and buy a fucking collector's edition. I used to actually do that. So when it came to being like, okay, I have three games that I really want, which one's going to be the one I really want to play? I would have to find a demo, and if they didn't have a demo, well, they'd just get cut automatically.
I'm trying to think of games I've actually played demos for. I remember I played the Guitar Hero demo a shit ton.
The most I ever played demos was actually when I was a kid. You remember, like, not even Xbox. I'm thinking more like PlayStation Magazine way back.
Oh, yeah. Like
PS1 demo discs. Fuck, I miss those.
Because sometimes you get some really cool extras on them, too.
Yeah, they'd have, like, videos and all that, but nowadays we have the internet.
Yeah, so, pretty much.
So that kind of killed that. Oh, yeah, PlayStation Cloud services will be rolled out in phases, with the ultimate goal being to give players access to all their favorite PS1, PS2, and PS3 titles. We have heard these rumors. You keep saying that it's confirmed. I'm worried that it's confirmed. The fact that it's not going to be backwards compatible other than data.
Yeah, fuck you and this cloud gaming service. Like, once again, if you live in Canada, you are fucked.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't think these big companies realize, or maybe they do, that they are going to screw us in terms of data usage.
Well, maybe like Rogers and Bell and everybody up here, maybe they've got some sort of contract with them.
You know, it wouldn't surprise me. It really wouldn't surprise me.
The world is money grubbing.
Pretty much.
The thing I kind of want to know, like, basically with that, are all the things, like, I think you actually told me no, but are all the games I've downloaded on my PS3, am I going to be able to play them on PS4?
From what I've heard, all your PSN purchases that you've made thus far will not be transferable, and that is bullshit.
That is bullshit, because, I mean, I understand if they're going to have, like, it's going to be a brand new network and they won't be able to transfer it that way, but you should have some sort of coupon and be like, hey, I can download it again for free. Something.
Yeah, I mean, maybe pay a $20 fee, a verification fee or something.
Yeah.
Like, to pay network engineers. Just
kind of help you out, because, I mean, I know I've got a buddy, he has probably over 100 PS1 games, just because...
I think I've got something like 70 on mine, so yeah.
I don't have many downloaded, because I have my PS1 collection, so I just play from that, but because... I love that the PS3 can play PS1 games. The PS2, I kind of get shit on. Because I don't have a backwards compatible one.
I got the last one. I got the Metal Gear Solid 4 one before they took out backwards compatibility. And when I had my unit replaced last year, luckily they gave me one that was backwards compatible.
Oh, that was nice of them.
Yeah, thank fucking God. I'm although,
surprised.
Yeah, I really am too, actually.
Crap, I keep losing my notes here. I hate doing this on my phone. There we are. Perry said PS4 will let other players look over your shoulder virtually as you're playing, and if you allow them to, post comments directly to your screen. Friends will... let me finish before I start laughing at this more. Friends will even be able to take over your controller virtually and help you complete a section you can't beat yourself. I will be doing that for you way too often.
Yeah, if there's certain things that just piss me off, yeah, likely.
Yeah, you'll be, just phone call, get on PSN.
Yeah, get on PSN, I don't want to deal with this anymore.
As for the other stuff, though, I don't like people looking over my shoulder as is. So, having the thought that people are virtually doing it, that's kind of like...
There's, here's how I picture this going. Playing a really difficult game, like, say, Metal Gear on Revengeance difficulty, or playing something like Call of Duty. Do you know how often you're going to have the word fag pop up across your screen? Yeah, or you suck?
Well, I mean, luckily they did say, you know, you'll have the option to have people say, like, commenting on your screen. So at first you'll have that option, and maybe you'll be able to, like, mute certain people, but the first time that people start doing it, it's just going to be like, fag, you suck. And you're just going to be like, flooded with that.
Yeah, but like, wow, this was totally worth it. Thanks, guys.
Yes, I mean, in all reality, like we said it before, the gaming community nowadays, not that awesome.
Intelligent.
So yeah, welcome to trolls now ruining your single player experience.
Trolls
too.
PSN network.
Yeah. Like, there's going to be YouTube clips of this. Trolling on PS4. Like, I mean, at least, like, you might be able to block them, so that...
But still, I mean, helpful, I don't like this whole social integration thing. I mean, although it's funny, because I had this conversation with, like, Handsome Tom, I guess about 2 or 3 years ago, and the conversation was like, when we were kids, Jamie, when you, me, and Tom were kids, you would go to the arcade, and you might shit-talk someone. If you were at, say, the Mortal Kombat machine or the Street Fighter machine, right? You could look them in the eye, face to face.
Yeah, it was usually you would shit talk because maybe they beat you recently and you've gotten better and you're like, you're shit talking while they're playing against somebody else so that they're like, fine, okay, let's go.
Yeah.
And then you guys play, and then if they destroy you, then they shit talk you back because they're like, you suck.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have said shit because you suck.
Although, nowadays, because you can hide behind a microphone on a couch in your house... People are a lot more bold.
Yeah, a lot more bold with the words they use, too.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, when it was in person, it was just like, oh, well, you know what? You suck. I bet you I could beat you. And it's like, okay, let's play.
Yeah.
Now it's like, well, I don't even want to say some of the friggin' words that these kids say.
Yeah, and, like, that's what I don't like about kind of the online gaming community. There's no respect for each other anymore. And I find with the shooter and the fighting game community, it's the worst.
Well, I mean... Some developers are actually taking a stand on this. I think it was, the president of the 343, or was it Bungie? I think it was 343. They're saying, like, in Halo, they wanted to add a thing where basically, if they're reported enough and found guilty of doing, like,
trolling,
sexism or racism or anything like that of a certain degree, they won't only just ban you from that game, they'll ban you from Bungie and, like, 343 forever. So you'll never
That's
be able to play
awesome.
Again.
That Which, is amazing. I support just, this. Just Take my money.
They, yeah, the fact that they said that basically will deter some people. Like me, I'm kind of like, when I get really into it, I will swear and stuff a lot, but I usually try to stay away from...
See, I never call anybody a name, though.
Really?
Other than, like, you fucker! That's as strong as it ever gets.
I find it'll come out if they start it. I'll start doing it if I'm, like... just really getting into it, as long as I know that they're kind of like they're doing it,
as long as it's in the spirit of competition.
Yeah, like I mean, when it comes to like they're actually trying to hurt you, then it's like, dude,
okay,
like,
guys, this on, yeah, like this isn't fun anymore.
Like it's no longer about having fun. Now you're just
being a dick.
So yeah, I mean, where's the next thing here? Oh, Sony also said that Vita, along with the iOS and the Android devices, will be capable of acting as second screens for the PS4. The new system will allow Vita users to seamlessly pull PS4 titles from their living room TVs and play them on portable over Wi-Fi, while a PlayStation app will enable players to supplement their console gaming experiences by, for example, displaying maps or inventory screens on supporting devices. Whoever wrote that was a long run-on sentence. That was not me.
Man, and they tried to do this with the PlayStation Portable. You could use your PSP as a rear-view mirror for Gran Turismo.
Yeah, I mean...
Who cares?
It's cool, and once again, we're falling into the Wii U territory of why.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, when I played Mass Effect 3 on the Wii U, my Wii U controller, my inventory screen, and my powers were right on the screen. Were right on the Wii U second screen. I don't care. I mean,
Did it you've played it on the other consoles?
Yeah.
Did it really bug you that much to hit start, hit whatever button to get your menu up, hit the thing, and then go back right into the game?
No, I actually preferred doing that.
Yeah.
I liked having that even that 30 to 45 second break.
Yeah, I mean,
just
like,
to do it.
It's There's actually a thing in game design for when making games, you have to have pauses in the action. That is another pause that you don't realize. So it helps you from going way too much adrenaline to being like, hey, you know, I can calm down and not be flipping the fuck out right now.
Yeah, like, you're not going to be doing, like, fucking table flips. I mean, one of the things that I don't like about this is why. I mean, I can see a game like, say, Aliens Colonial Marines, where your controller is your motion tracker. That I'm okay with. That's actually kind of cool.
There's certain things that they can do for it that's going to be good, but there's other things where...
If it adds to the immersive experience, then I'm okay with it. But if it doesn't, who cares?
See, this is why...
You know who else did this? The Dreamcast!
Oh, the what system? I don't remember that one.
Just what the... seriously, well, make it worth our while.
The thing that I'm seeing here, though, unlike the Wii U's, it's kind of forced upon you. You have to buy that controller. It's
part of the system.
Yeah, it's part of the system. The Vita and your phones, that's
going to be optional.
So developers are going to be like, hey, we actually want to add this in. It's not part of the hardware, so we don't feel obligated to. It's kind of like, hey, let's add something for an app that allows you to see something. Maybe something's happening in the other side of the world.
But I can't see them doing it because it's going to be like Move or Wii Motion functionality. You're going to throw it in just because, and you're not going to care. I can't think of a meaningful second screen experience ever in gaming. Now, probably someone's going to say, well, Mike, did you know about this, that, and the other thing? No, I cannot think of any meaningful, except maybe the Gran Turismo rear view mirror thing. And even then, who gave a fuck?
Yeah, I mean, usually that's still on your screen anyway.
Yeah, like, oh my god, press down!
It's like, there might be a game out there that's just like, holy crap, this was an amazing use for it, but okay, that's one in, what, a billion games?
Yeah, exactly. So, if you have one out of a 700 plus title software library.
It always depends on the developers. So if they utilize it the proper way, cool. But developers usually aren't like, I don't care, this is a gimmick.
Yeah, like, we just want to get this game out the ship.
The one thing I did kind of see from this, though, I keep saying PS3. I mean to just say Sony now.
Yeah.
Sony, I feel, is kind of trying to throw the Vita a bone.
Yeah, because, you know, it's actually funny. As of we're recording the show, the Vita's been out about a year now.
Yeah.
And I cannot think of more than two or three killer apps for it.
I'm not going to lie. Even as, like, a hardcore gamer, casual gamer, any part of me, I really wanted to buy a Vita. I really wanted it for the technological aspects that it offers. But there's no fucking games I even have a second to care to play.
Uncharted!
I haven't really gotten into the Uncharted series just yet. I still have to play it, so I know it's a good series, but...
A friend of mine, he works on one of the other shows here on Twig, Mike Laidman. He loves his Vita. He's played the Metal Gear series on it. He's played Uncharted. I think he's actually platinum that. Now, I've played Little Big Planet Vita, and that's a lot of fun. And I played Marvel, and I just downloaded Persona 4 Golden and some other games. It's a good system. The problem is no one's developing for it, and no one cares. I mean, you look on, say, ebgames.ca. It's anemic when you see how many pages. Like, PS3, how many pages do you figure there are of games? Like, probably 50, 60 pages, right?
It's been out a lot longer.
Yeah, but okay. 3DS, for example, compared to the Vita. I think the 3DS has like 10 pages of content. The Vita, yeah, maybe 3, maybe.
The Vita had a pretty good launch. Like, it had a lot of games for the launch, but it just hasn't had any since.
There's just nothing that's a game. It does not have a Pokemon, so to speak. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It doesn't have the Pokemon force you to buy it.
Yeah, or a Tetris. Even the PSP had that problem. The only games that were killer for that system were the Final Fantasy games for it, the Metal Gear Peace Walker, for sure, and, you know, a few other games here and there. I mean, although, admittedly, the God of Wars were phenomenal for it, but there just wasn't... Nintendo is the only company that's done handheld gaming right.
I like to differ sometimes when it comes to, like, Kid Icarus with the touchpad.
Yeah.
The 3D, that hurt my wrist so much.
Yeah,
they needed to two.
Okay, so they've dropped the ball with the Virtual Boy and Kid Icarus.
Yeah.
So out of a million titles. But that's the thing, though. Sony has the potential. They've got so many great developers for it. But I can't remember. I was at some conference, or I was talking with someone at PAX or something, and they said PSP development is the bottom rung. You don't want to develop for that system. Yeah. And I asked them why, and they're like, well, developing software for the system sucks in the first place, and no one buys it. And I've defended this system to the end of the earth with Handsome Tom. He's like, oh, the Vita sucks, and the PSP sucks. No, they're good systems, just no one puts out good games for them for whatever reason.
Yeah, like I said, the Vita has a lot of really cool technology.
Yeah, it's got a lot of horsepower under the hood, but no one develops for it.
Like, that's the only reason I don't have one right now, is because there's just no Pokemon for it.
Yeah.
Like I said.
And that sucks.
And it having a game that is just that much needed, such as, like, the 3DS. I don't have a 3DS yet. You do. But see, the next Pokemon that's coming out is in 3D and only for the 3DS. I'm going to end up giving in and buying a 3DS just for Pokemon 3D.
And I hope they have a Pokemon branded 3DS. If they had a Pokemon 3DS that looked like a Pokedex, I will buy another 3DS for that.
That would be epic.
So anyway. Nintendo marketing, if you're listening.
Yeah, so we'll get back to the PlayStation 4 stuff here. That was most of the relevant quotes and segments from a lot of the reviews I saw.
Let's talk about software for the PS4.
Well, I was going to say, you mean hardware?
Yeah. Software. Let's talk about the launch lineup. Do you care?
I was thinking maybe leave that until after the hardware. Hardware is a little bit boring, but at the same time, we're going to spice it up.
Okay, go ahead.
For the tech heads out there, they're going to actually give a shit about this.
I will know bits and pieces of this.
For the people that don't really give a shit, me and Dodd here, we're gonna spice it up a bit. So the main processor for the PS4, these are the specs that were released, and they have lots of little notes saying this is subject to change. You know, because they always have to have that.
Of course.
In case they're like, fuck, we can't afford to do this. So the CPU is going to be an x86-64 AMD Jaguar with 8 cores. What that means is it's going to be pretty powerful.
Okay.
It's mainly because of the 8 cores.
Will it make me a coffee?
It will not make you a coffee.
Well, fuck that.
The GPU in it is going to be a 1.84 TFLOPS, so maybe teraflops. I sometimes don't remember half of these things. Anyway, the AMD next generation Radeon based graphics engine. I don't get along with Radeon, so right there, I'm probably going to stop talking about the graphics, because I think the past PlayStations have had Radeons in them and they've done well. Although I do want to point out that PlayStation 3 has not had 1080p on most of its games, so maybe that's why. Basically, it should be a good graphics card. Me and Radeon don't get along. So we'll skip on to memory here. Most people that have a computer, I really hope everybody that's listening has a computer. Otherwise, how the fuck are you? Well, maybe iTunes?
Yeah, you could be streaming this or something.
You should have a computer. It's going to have 8 gigabytes of GDDR5 RAM. That is basically the newest, best RAM out there. 8 gigabytes means it's pretty good. It's not going to be the most powerful computer out there, because consoles will never keep up to PCs because of price.
Maybe the Steam Box might, but
mass producing it because of the price. People will not pay like $3,000 for a computer. To give retrospect to this, though, 8 gigabytes of RAM, that's what my Alienware laptop has in it. I bought it 3 years ago. I think it was top end. So it's going to be as good as my laptop, which is impressive to me. Most people would be like, my laptop's got like 1 gig, so it's not, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just looking at mine right now. I've got 16 gigs of RAM in my computer.
Yours is a...
But I don't know what kind it is, though.
It won't tell you on that one. I'd have to look through some more stuff to find out. It's probably DDR3.
Yeah, and I've got 4 cores running at 3.10 gigahertz.
Yeah, and this is going to have 8 cores, right?
Yeah, so that's twice as powerful as what I'm running.
Well, sort of.
Yeah.
The thing with cores is the more cores it has, usually it the can numbers do more. Actually the same, if not smaller, than some of these computers with like one core. Mm-hmm. It's because each core basically can
do process something.
Certain things for itself, so it makes the computer overall faster.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, the hard disk drive they stated as built in. So I'd love to know what they plan to start at, considering the extreme amounts of downloadable media, especially since they're
it better start at half a terabyte and go up.
I'd honestly like to see a terabyte at least,
mm-hmm.
and at a reasonable price, which that's where this is all going to come into play. Is what the fuck is this going to cost? They did not.
I want to know, is it solid state,
or is it the other one? They have not put anything other than built in. So if it's not solid state, I can see them not going solid state just for the price, but it'd be really nice to have solid state because I don't want my shit to crash if it's a terabyte.
Yep.
The optical drive, I actually found this kind of interesting.
Still Blu-ray.
Obviously read-only. It says Blu-ray, or BD, so Blu-ray disc, 6x CAV, and DVD, 8x CAV, meaning can that still play PS1 games, possibly? And obviously, they've done it for a media outlet of being able to play movies still.
I don't think so, actually, because PS1, they said it does not support anything backwards.
Yeah.
At all, which is, like I said, I think that's such a stupid fucking move.
I miss the days where everything was backwards compatible, but I mean, technology is changing a lot more.
So. And they also realize there's money. Yeah,
there's always money, and, well, you want to play those games, download them.
Yeah, exactly, you know.
Just I mean, even if it's $5, if they've already got it done, they're going to make money. And it's just how society is. But, I mean,
they're evil.
If it's a really good game, you're still going to buy it, and you're probably going to bitch about the money, but
you're going to buy it anyway.
So, where are we? Oh, I scrolled down too much. Did you actually see a picture of the controller?
Yeah.
In the specs here, too.
It looks like a PS3 controller with something on top of it. Oh, and the start and select buttons are gone for some odd reason.
I'll get into that because I actually found my spot here again. The in-out, super speed, USB, USB 3. Saw that coming, because if they didn't, that's the newest technology for USB.
Yeah.
Communication, Ethernet, good. If they didn't have Ethernet, then a lot of gamers would be like, fuck you, I don't want to upgrade to wireless. Because, hey, Ethernet is always the fastest. IEEE 802.11. I think that's the regular wireless. I'm not sure. I haven't stayed current with all those fucking things. And Bluetooth 2.1. So I'm not sure if it was a 1. Whatever for the PS3. Maybe it's an upgraded version of Bluetooth. Either way, it should be because you know we want it faster. The AV output, they are basically the exact same as PS3. It's going to have HDMI, analog AV out, so that's the red, white, and yellow. So, you know, old TVs, people that don't have a lot of money, that will still be able to fucking play this damn shit.
But it'll look like shit.
Yeah, but at least still, they were thoughtful enough to be like, we're not going to screw you over.
Yeah, I'm like, I think the Wii U's only HDMI.
Is it?
I think so, because, yeah, that's what I got in my package anyway.
It might have been, like, component and that, and no AV. I don't know.
I don't know, actually.
We'll have to go look at that sometime. And digital output, so optical. You know, that's one that not a lot of people use, but for the people with really high-end, like, sound systems and all that, it's really nice to have that. So, on to the controller. So, like Dodd was saying, it's basically a PS3 controller, which they did confirm this is how it looks and this is what it is. They did not confirm the look of the PS4, which I kind of wanted that teaser, like, you know, but anyway.
I just want it to look cool and glow blue.
That, yeah, they should do blue glow. Anyway, the controller, basically a PS3 controller, except if anyone has a Vita or at least knows what a Vita looks like, the very back of the Vita, the touchpad that's on the back there, it's kind of like a, looks like sandpapery black. I don't know really how to explain it, but basically there's one of those pads in the dead center where our start and select button usually would be, and then there's a share button and an options button, which are kind of the top left and right of that pad, so I think that's just another word for start and select, basically, except the share thing, because they did get into that.
Yeah, because supposedly it captures the last 15 minutes of whatever you're doing, because I know Laidman had talked about this on his last show. Okay, that's all right.
Yeah, apparently they're going to have it so that basically, rather than just being able to share screenshots, you're going to be able to actually record what happened. So people that like to live stream and everything, that sounds awesome. As long as it's as good as their live streaming equipment, but it probably won't be. It's going to have the standard, you know, directional buttons, everything that a normal PS3 thing has, you know, R1, L1, R3, L3, the sticks. Everything's still positioned pretty much the same. I don't think that little pad really gets in the way. They've just kind of moved start and select into share and options. The PS button, so like the home button, is now moved down. It's a really weird looking controller.
Yeah, it's not something I'm exactly thrilled about.
Neither am I. It's because we're so used, like PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2, PlayStation 3, they're all pretty much the exact same. And now this one, PlayStation 4, they've changed it on us, so it's
really, it looks weird.
Yeah, it's just weird to us. And apparently that touchpad also has like a button, so I don't know what the uses of that's going to be.
I have a PlayStation 4 controller, I have a PlayStation 3 controller right in front of my computer, and I've got a pretty much in scale picture of the DualShock 4. So just give me a second. I'm actually just going to bring this up on my screen here.
Well, there is one thing to note. The actual D-pad, or not the D-pad, the analogs, they've gotten
concave.
Yeah, they're concave.
No, I do not like that. And look at the D-pad, too. If you see a little bit more detail on it, it's also concave.
Yeah.
More pronounced than the PS3 controller now.
It's kind of like they've gone a little bit towards the Xbox 360 kind of model.
Yeah.
Which some people liked the old way. I'm, like, as a hardcore shooter, I never really play shooters on my PS3.
See, I feel awkward playing shooters on my PlayStation 3. I mean, even playing Aliens Colonial Marines was such an experience on the PS3 because I felt less precise. Yet, I play games like Resistance and Killzone, and I feel fine.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess it's a mental thing. I don't know.
I don't know. Those little ridges on the analogs might actually help with accuracy, help with lack of slipping, etc. But it's still going to feel a lot different at first for people that are just so used to the regular analog, because it hasn't changed in three generations, right? The touchpad's actually going to be a two-point touchpad click mechanism, and it's capacitive type. I think capacitive was the one where it's actually your touch. It's not the electricity from your fingers.
So it's like,
or maybe I'm the
opposite. So it's one. Like the iPhone, or
the iPhone. Yeah, the iPhone's actually pressure, right?
I think so.
Basically, you can think of it like an Android phone versus a DS.
Okay,
the DS is actually pressure, and then like an Android phone is actually based on, like, if you put on, say, a mitt and then try to move your phone and stuff,
it won't work.
It's not going to work because it's actually the electricity going from your fingers into the phone into some receptors. I can't remember which one capacitive type was. Either way, it's going to be one of those two. Sounds like it'll probably be the pressure one, just because the way it looks. It doesn't give me the feel that it's going to be via electricity. Which, yeah, get that. Our fingers are always giving off electricity. motion sensor, it's going to have the 6-axis motion sensing system again, so, you know.
Whoopie-doo.
I've only seen one game that's been epic with that, Heavy Rain. They're coming out with another one.
Killzone used it.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, Killzone 2 and 3 used it. Whoopie-doo.
There's going to be other features. The light bar, vibration, built-in mono speaker.
It's the Wii U.
Yeah, the Wii controller had the fucking mono speaker. I hated it. It was fucking annoying. I don't know what the light bar means. Is it bling under my car or like what?
It makes your car go faster.
Is it just a backlighting? I don't know.
Speed holes.
This I found actually really interesting. The ports. There's going to be USB, obviously, micro B, extension ports, and a stereo headset jack. Finally.
Wow. Welcome to 2006.
Well, but that's just it. No company has ever done that. And I live in a place where I actually have a lot of roommates and they hate noise. So I love playing with, like, it turned up a lot, and I don't have high, like a high end headset that gives me that audio too. I'd love to just be able to plug in my regular headphones into my controller.
See, I don't like the fact that it's only stereo. Because I review a lot of Mad Catz audio. Yeah. And that shit normally starts at 5.1. I'm actually reviewing a 7.1 headset this week. I don't know. But then again, that's the audio nerd to me. So
the obvious wireless is going to be Bluetooth again. Battery is built in again. I'm not really going to go into the specs of that because whatever. they did it right the first time. Keep it up. Do it again. There is going to be a PlayStation 4 Eye. I'm not going into the specs of that because, you know what? I don't give a fuck about the Eye.
It never worked. And
you
no
said
one
you never even used your regular one, so who gives a shit about
the PlayStation like, honestly, 4 Eye? I used it for move games, and that's it. Well, and only shooters.
It does look different. It's got two eyes kind of thing, so it's going to have a depth perception thing. So basically, they improved the technology to be as good as Kinect.
And
who
nobody
gives
cares.
A fuck?
Yeah. Please move away from motion gaming. Yeah, no one likes you. Go home.
Yeah,
you are drunk.
They actually showed some gameplay and stuff of some motion game shit there, too, like on the things I saw. But other than that, the other lineups for the games, do you remember all of them? The main thing that I saw was the Square Enix tech demo, which was
Infamous Second Son.
Ago.
The only thing I give a shit about.
Yeah, it looked decent.
And Destiny.
New Killzone.
Yeah, and a new Killzone.
Destiny was released actually earlier in the week as a global, hey, we're going to be on PS3, PS4, Xbox, whatever. The next one comes out.
So they're still going to develop for the 360? Like, there's going to be a 360 version?
Bungie is breaking off from Microsoft, so like 343 Halo is only going to be for Microsoft still. But Destiny is going to be for pretty much, they're basically trying to say every platform is going to be like, for everything, it's gonna be super awesome. We're not talking about Destiny today, though, so because
we don't know a whole fuck of a lot about it anyway.
Go check out like
when does Destiny come out?
They haven't actually announced one. They haven't given much info.
So I've got some time to pre-order.
Oh yeah, well actually, yeah. EB Games actually had its email go out saying you can pre-order Destiny now and you get a poster. So
yay!
It was a double sided. It looked pretty cool.
Yeah.
Because some of the artwork looks cool. Anyway, what other games? There was the Killzone, which I mean...
There's the new IP from Capcom, Deep Down, whatever. You know what?
There's something to do with dragons.
I'll be honest with you. The PlayStation 4 lineup so far does not excite me, other than Watch Dogs. And that looked pretty cool at E3.
Yeah.
Now, I'm pretty sure Cyberpunk 2020 is coming out for PS3 and Xbox. And PC.
Like, the only thing that really made me go, yay, even though everyone else in the world, I think, was like, whatever. Square Enix showed their tech demo, which they showed it a long time ago, and people were like, wow, this tech demo is amazing. Is this for, like, the next Square Enix game? Apparently, they announced it's actually the PS4 tech demo. Looks fucking amazing. Which, I mean, graphics can't really go much better. They can only go to movie rendered quality, but if that's what they're trying to say is that was in-game graphics of being movie rendered all the time, good luck developers on trying to keep your graphics at that level through an entire game.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, eventually we'll get there. So it's gonna have the capability to run spectacular looking shit. Other than that though, whatever. Killzone again,
yay.
So yeah, what are your we'll wrap it up with like some final thoughts here on the PlayStation 4 of what we know right now. Obviously, it's coming out later in the year.
Judging from what I've heard, I'm going to have to get one for work anyway. I'm really hoping Sony's going to give me one, because if I had to spend my own money on this, I don't know if I'm going to care enough for launch. Now, E3 hasn't happened yet, obviously.
Yeah.
So this may very well change. Because I imagine there's probably a Grand Theft Auto 5 Ford in development. Because Grand Theft Auto 5 is coming out for PS3 and Xbox in September. So it wouldn't surprise me if there's a PlayStation 4 version.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know. Like, it needs to have that killer app. What is it? What is its Halo? That's what I need to know.
See, I'm getting the exact same impression that I had with the PS3. There was no Halo, Gears of War, whatever. Like, Killzone, I know there's fans of Killzone and everything. I didn't really get into it. It wasn't like a...
I think it gets better around the second one.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't feel, never felt that the PS3 had that holy shit, I have to buy this console for this specific game. So when the PS4 comes out, I'm going to do the exact same thing I did with my PS3. I waited about a year before I bought it. And unless E3 changes something, it's going to be the same, because I'm going to want all the kinks to get out of the first models. Because they're claiming a lot of media, and it sounds like their PlayStation Network and everything's going to be changed. So if they're doing all these changes, there's going to be a lot of bugs.
You know what sucks? And this is so a me thing.
What?
I'm not looking forward to rewiring my entire fucking living room again. And that's the thing, like, because I was actually looking at my setup the other night, and me and Blair were talking. Blair's my wife, for use of you that don't know. That sounded really weird. I was thinking, I guess we're moving the fat PlayStation to the bedroom. We're going to put the PS4 out here. And she's like, well, what are you going to do with the other PlayStation Slim? I don't know. Prop open a door? I don't know.
Actually, that kind of brings it up.
The trade-in values.
Depending on what they do with, like, the backwards compatible and any maybe allowing us to download shit. And, like, because if it's not backwards compatible with the PS3, it's not going to be a, hey, let's bench the PS3 over here or trade it in. It's going to be, I need both systems now.
Yeah, it's, that's...
It really messes up my setup, because I've got the Xbox on one side, I got the PS3 on the other, and then I've got every old generation console underneath.
I'm pretty sure they've got to deal with IKEA. So you have to buy a new TV stand.
Yeah, new it's the next generation TV stand.
You fucking watch. There will be a Sony branded one. I guarantee it, you watch.
I wouldn't doubt it. But see, I can't even get those because I still have the other consoles.
They're all bastards. Every single one. Sony's
not
going to
be like, oh, here's one for the, you know, the PS3, the PS4, the PS1, the PS2, and all the Nintendo consoles.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens with all this. But you know what? I think we've taken this about as far as we possibly can.
Oh, yeah. I mean, go check out the reviews. Check out there might be footage of the actual conference. I only saw bits and pieces.
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube's got everything.
Yeah, just look around.
Do definitely check out Heavy Rain if you have a PS3, though.
Yeah.
I'm going to double state that, even though that's not what this is about. And check out Destiny.
Yeah. So next time on the prototype, we're going to talk about the Mega Man franchise.
25 years.
I know we talked about this with Handsome Tom about a year ago, but Tom's not a huge Mega Man fan like I am, so...
I am too.
So hopefully this won't be a complete retread, but, you know, there's some things I'd like to see change with this, so we're going to talk about that, and then after that, we're going to talk about franchises that maybe need to be retired, rebooted, or end.
Cancel.
So we'll have to wait and see what happens with that. So for the Prototype Podcast, I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd with...
Jamie, I'm Cool Johnston, and I am not a leopard. Bum 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 b